Eine Frage. Ich vermute mal, dass Sie als Zeitzeuge ziemlich oft Ihre Geschichte erzählen. Wie sind Sie eigentlich auf die Idee gekommen, sie zu erzählen? Und wie auf die Idee gekommen ist, die Geschichte weiterzuerzählen, ob es Ihnen ein Freund geraten hat?
We really didn't, not just myself, but many others, didn't talk about it. It was unpleasant and there was no reason, because it so happens that the first 10, 15 years after the war, nobody wanted to hear about it. Not just the victims, but even the locals. People just wanted to go on. And it so happened that it occurred to me that if I was to write about it, I would have to go back to the source. So myself and my wife went for 2 months to Poland, and we traveled the area, and it became a book. And I was fortunate to get the University of Toronto Press to publish it, because over 90 other publishers rejected it. I have the copies of their rejections, because they said that it's of not great interest. Shows you perseverance helps.
Also er hat wirklich nie darüber erzählt. Ja? Nur nachdem sein Buch rauskam, ist er ein einziges Mal in einer Grundschule gewesen und hat sein Buch präsentiert. Und er hat verstanden, ne, wie lange, über 90 Absagen, bis er überhaupt einen Verlag gefunden hat. Und auch seine Familie hat er gestern Abend erzählt, wie sie eigentlich nur ganz, ganz wenig wussten.
The book was a minor success. And it sold out over a period of some 8 or 9 years. First printing, which was, I don't know exactly how many they printed, but it was not in the thousands, you know, it was perhaps a couple of thousand, I don't know. I can't speak for Germany, but I can speak for America and Canada. The interest and details of that period are not necessarily up front there. About there's some people that would want to know about it, but really, as far as Jewish people are concerned, this generation, the previous generation, or whatever, they usually say enough is enough. While I don't agree with it, my book is written in such a manner that it's accessible to younger people or anyone. And it was meant to. It deals with moments of joy as well as privation, and if you look at the book, you'll see that it is comfortable to read it. Oh yeah, the book is, you're not taking anything visual, it's carved in stone, and the quotation comes by an Italian writer called Primo Levi, who was in Auschwitz, and he was writing about other people who were victims and might have written something or not. And what he says, this is what Primo Levi said about the other people.
The title of the book is taken from Primo Levi's words about survivors of the Holocaust. The survivors are divided into two well-defined groups, those who repress their past en bloc, and those whose memories of the offenses persist as though carved in stone. And the memories of Manny Drucker are indelibly inscribed on his mind, and carved in stone, he recounts them with honesty and precision. So that's where the title of the book comes.
I think the next question is about your time in the camps again.
Wenn Sie an die Wachen dort denken, würden Sie sagen, dass alle herzlos waren? Oder denken Sie, es gab auch welche, die das jetzt nicht machen, weil sie es wollen, sondern Angst haben, auch ausgeschlossen zu werden?
The guards, such as in Kelsahassak or Chonstava, there weren't many, and we did not come in contact with them, except if we did something that they disliked. They were not bad or good. We just didn't come in contact with them. They were visible, and there wasn't much personal contact with them. The supervisory personnel were different people entirely. They were Jewish or Polish or Germans, but they weren't army people or Nazi or SS or anything. So really, we did not come in contact with them. And the odd time we did might have been when there was an appel, where it was time when counting. We stood there for an hour or two and they were counting. So they might have been a bit abusive, but that was simply, they were impatient to get it over too. And it was of little consequence, except when it was out there in the snow or whatever, we were cold, and this type of counting went on forever without any visible need for. And that was an inconvenience that we could handle.
Hätten Sie als Kind jemals geglaubt, dass sowas passieren könnte oder dass Sie so einen Weg einschlagen müssten, um zu überleben?
What was waiting for us was unknown. Mm-hmm. And we had... please realize that the gas chambers, we know that people were shipped out somewhere and they never came back. So obviously something bad happened to them, but the notion of gas chambers did not come to our knowledge till after the war ended. Otherwise, there was no way of guessing. We could guess any number of ways people could be murdered, slaughtered, but gas chambers never occurred to anybody. It's a novel type of thing. It's never been tried, never been done before. So perhaps some people guessed it, but I certainly didn't, and the people around me. We could imagine that they were being shot, killed, but gas chambers were not something we could imagine.
Hatten Sie auf Ihrem Weg auch Freunde, also mehrere?
Yes, we've made a lot of friends, yes. Yeah, there was no shortage of people sympathetic. Some people we liked more, some liked me less, or whatever the case was.
Haben die Freunde Ihnen so ein Gefühl von Sicherheit gegeben, damals zu der Zeit?
That, I guess, depends on the individual. We did not discuss purity or feelings, and some people were more secure in their mind and others were less. I was fortunately optimistic in mind, so perhaps other people would take some strength from me or not, I don't know. But the situation was such that we did not go about comforting each other, because there was no comfort to be had. We just carried on.
Was ist eigentlich Ihre schlimmste Erfahrung?
The worst experience was when you were sent, this was like to Buchenwald, where you couldn't be sure what to expect. Once you got into it, you could see what was the score. But really, it was really being sent somewhere into the unknown, as Schlossberg word, and nobody got shot or killed. People just died because the work went on in an unproductive way. For example, I want to tell you, they would carry steel rail or the ties, the heavy wooden thing. And they would pick four men, you take that over there. And there was a short one, there was a short middle one, all that. And they're all supposed to walk upright. And they didn't really select them, whether deliberately tried or just couldn't be bothered. So it was a bit of a comical spectacle, the short and the long trying to do the same work on the same piece of steel or wood or whatever. And as we think back, the work was totally unproductive, because even the pictures show where something was kept there back and forth. There was no, it was a middle of a field, and with all the extra pieces of whatever they had no real need for it. Whether this was planned or just happened, I can't answer that.
Würden Sie sagen, dass Sie damals eher Angst hatten davor zu sterben oder eher davor, wie Sie sterben würden?
No, I wasn't particularly afraid, no.
Was war Ihr größter Traum oder Ihr größter Wunsch, als Sie damals so gelitten haben?
Well, I don't know about dream, but the feeling was that if you continue in this fashion, even if you survive, you were missing schooling in the most important time of your life. So that was a particularly noxious kind of... Another year went by and no schooling still, and I made up for it by reading after the war and caught up, but some people didn't. Some went back to school, but very few, because we were not given support, monetary support to make us. So everybody had to go out and find a job or even a business or whatever. So the as far as my concern during the war was, I was missing the schooling and the most important part of my life.
Manny, I just want to ask a follow-up question here. I'm very fascinated by this. You said you weren't afraid. How is it possible in this insane situation that you were not afraid? How does that work?
If you're afraid, you're afraid momentarily as the guy stands above you with a stick or something like that. But when this passes, you stop being afraid. If you continually are afraid, you're not here to tell the story.
Wie fühlen Sie sich nach 70 Jahren wieder hier nach Innersdorf, um nach Deutschland zu kommen?
Well, I am gratified by the interest in my story. So far, the people I met are the nicest people ever. Not that I ever speculated who I would meet here and all that. It's nice to meet people like yourself and send the message of whatever I can tell you that you're interested in. That's why I try to get people to voice their interest, because we could talk about the movement of armies or bombs and all that, but that is not what you're looking for. You want the human interest, and you want to see how it relates to your life. At least unconsciously, probably that's what you would like to do. So if I'm of some help, I'm glad.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much.
Sind Sie in die heutige Politik, also sind Sie an der heutigen Politik interessiert oder eher nicht so?
If you referring to German politics, I have a bit of an idea, but I haven't studied it really.
I think they're talking more general about the whole world, the situation with North Korea, I think, things like that.
You mean, if you're referring to general world politics, I think we need another 2-3 hours.
Also wollten Sie die Erinnerungen vielleicht loswerden, aber konnten es nicht und haben sich dann entschieden, ein Buch darüber zu schreiben?
Not quite the same scenario. I never forgot, and the only reason I didn't write a book sooner, because A, there was no particular pressure for this type of thing. I could wait till I got adjusted. And when I did and started writing on it, it was extremely difficult to find a publisher. So that meant publishing it yourself and this and that. It's if any of you want to write, you will find that whatever your talents are, it's not an easy job to get it published.
I think so too, yeah.
Was denken Sie, wenn Sie jetzt heutzutage Leute hören, wie Sie darüber reden, dass Ihre größten Probleme sind, dass Sie sich jetzt nicht die neuesten Magenklamotten leisten können und Sie damals aber viel Schlimmeres durchmachen mussten und nicht so gejammert haben, sozusagen?
I don't think my experiences or other people's experiences would affect every person. If they prefer to dress up and live it up and they can afford it, I have no quarrel with this. It's the other people that want it interesting and want to pursue it and perhaps sympathize or whatever, that's fine. We can't expect everyone to fall on the same mold. It doesn't work.
Okay, so we got one more question, but I think it's quite a tough one. So if you don't want to answer, that's okay.
Also wenn Sie Ihren Vater noch mal treffen könnten, was würden Sie ihm halt sagen?
He's been dead like 70 some years, you know. And you're asking me to recreate a post-human scenario. I can't answer that because we would be if well, first of all, we don't live forever. We all got a term. And I have no idea if he was alive today, if we wouldn't have something to say to each other, but it's not something that I would know how to handle on that basis. We're We're dealing with history here, you know, and as long as you take it seriously, not just something that, oh, it happened long ago, then nothing. There is some room for discussion, dialogue, or whatever you call it. But if you just treat it as a subject in school and forget about it immediately, I have nothing to suggest.
Manny, what would you like him to know? If you could tell your father about your life after the war, what would you like him to know about what happened, about what you made of your life?
His view of me wouldn't change. He always felt that I had some potential. So if anybody is intent on writing fiction, creating a situation where such conversation can take place, more power to him. I can't do it beyond my ability.
I think we're finished for our part, so
thank you.
Thank you very much for your time and for your honesty.